I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. The 19th annual Coastal Dance Festival starts tomorrow, which in stories, song, and dance honors the indigenous cultures along the northwest coast as well as across Canada and around the world. Joining me now is Margaret Grenier, who is the festival director and a member of the award-winning group Dancers of Damala Hamid, who will be performing a mountain goat transformation mask dance. I'll ask Margaret about the festival and the performance she'll be a part of and the other highlights Tuesday at New Westminster's Anvil Centre and the 4th through the 8th of March at UBC's Museum of Anthropology. Among other highlights include a preview of Tasha Faye Evans's full-length work Cedar Woman, as well as the Sami singers Sarah Marielle Gopbiaska and Laura Sombi, who will present their traditional Sami culture from Norway. The festival will also feature a film screening of the documentary So Surreal, Behind the Masks, a film by Neil Diamond and Joanne Robertson. Margaret Grenier has created and run the festival for 19 years now, and she continues the legacy of her mother, the late Elder Margaret Harris, who played an important role in the resurgence of traditional cultural practices among different indigenous groups across the northwest coast. Visit damalahamid.ca for tickets and the full program. We taped this interview last week. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Margaret Grenier. Ms. Grenier, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I understand this is the 19th year since you first created and have run the festival. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We actually had the opportunity to begin the festival in 2008 as part of the Cultural Olympiad, so we've been running ever since.
Yeah, what's it like to program a festival like this year in and year out? Because, I mean, it is a lot of work, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely something that, we're compelled to do, not just to celebrate our Indigenous cultures and arts, but because it's such an important place to gather and to really strengthen these art forms. They have been very close to being lost in the past, so it's really something that's not just important to us, but to our communities as well.
And what's it like for you, because you're also a participant and a performer as well, is that right?
Yes, I also, our company, the Dancers of Damala Hamid, we also perform. And for me, carrying dance is something that I had the opportunity to grow up with and that I share with my family as well. So it's not only just hosting all of the many artists that are gathering, but also sharing from our family and having an opportunity for my children who have now grown up with the practices to have them also be, just really involved as well.
I'll ask you about Dancers of Damala Hamid in a moment, but as a performer, because you're also hosting, other dancers, and there's dancers from Norway as well coming to this year's festival, is that right?
Yes.
Well, what's it like for you as a performer to get to interact and work with and be amongst, say, other dancers?
For me, I think that's really the festival really carries for me. Like, I think that's really the heart of it for me because, this is something where on the one side of it, like, it is about maintaining and nurturing practices and, ensuring that they're passed forward. But on the other hand, like, that work really needs to be you really need to be fulfilled in that as well. And when all of the artists gather, you receive so much and you're inspired by what you see them doing. You're inspired by what the young people are doing and, the elders that come and having the opportunity to spend time with them. And I think that that's what the gathering really offers, not just to the community that comes to see the festival, but for the artists ourselves. Like, I think it's something that's so important that it's not just about what we ourselves are sharing through our performances, but just really being gathering in a space. And with the Indigenous artists from Norway, they have a very similar colonial history, but a much shorter period of revitalization of practices. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that we, you know, bring into our community others from other nations and other territories so that they have an opportunity to experience it as well.
Yeah, and it's a great way, I guess, to learn about their own practices too, right?
Yes, I think that there's so many parallels, even if you're coming from places that are very far away. Uh-huh. And, you know, a number of our groups are northern peoples as well, so we have very similar relationships to our lands and very similar and very parallel, things that we are working through, not just with our language and our arts, but also just, you know, taking care of our resources and our lands. So I think there's many connections on many levels.
It's a great way to learn about where we're from and other people that are contending with some of the same sorts of challenges as well. What's it like to see their work and see their work as dancers, say?
I think what, like, for example, the Sami coming from Norway, like the focus for the most part has been on song, which they call yoik. So it's really very beautiful to see how that tradition has been maintained, but also how they create within it. But then as well, like, I think for many, like, they are telling their stories through dance. Mostly from a more contemporary perspective, because the traditions haven't been as maintained, but you can really learn a lot from that process too, and just see, that's the starting place that our parents were back in the 1960s. So that's really beautiful to see that as well.
And I'm sure that they'll learn a lot from being here in this part of the world. I mentioned dancers of Dan Mohammed a moment ago. How many of you are in that group?
Well, we're now three generations, so it just depends. We can be up to, 20 of us.
Wow.
Sometimes we're less. Sometimes we're just six of us when we're sharing in through performance. But we have young children as well that are part of the company, especially with the work that we do with youth. And I think that it's really, important for us that they grow up within the practices, but also that other children, like when the schools come or when families come and other young children see our children that are part of something and practicing as a family. I think it really reflects the values that are being held by our communities, but also I think that it's something that the other young people can really connect with.
And so what's the piece that you'll be performing at the Coastal Dance Festival this year?
So we're going to be sharing two different works. During the day, when it's more focused on family audiences, we'll be sharing from our piece called Spirit and Tradition, which is something that we have shared in schools and different events internationally, festivals. And then also in the evening, we are going to be sharing a little bit from our production Minuin that we shared at the National Arts Center and the Cult here in Vancouver a few years ago. As well as a new piece that we're starting to create that we'll just be sharing a very short excerpt from.
And so this involves masks as well, does it?
It does, and that has been part of our, the work that our family has done over these last many decades, is that for us it's not just about, song and dance, but the regalia, and all of it is very interconnected with one another, and so we're always building upon what we have as a family. And when we're creating new songs and dances, it's intentional. It's part of the growth to bringing these practices back. So in this year, we'll be sharing a transformation mask that's a mountain goat into human. And for our family, like, it's been a number of years in the process in order to be able to have transformation masks as part of what we share.
In terms of the craftsmanship of say, creating or and making a mask like that, I mean, that's quite involved, isn't it? Not just in terms of time, but the number of people involved, right?
It does take a lot of time and mentorship in order to be able to make masks like that. And also similarly with the regalia and the weaving. And so, like, we often talk about the art form as a practice, because it's not something that is only, you know, when you're in a studio rehearsing or in a theater, but it's something where, you know, you're working with mentors and you're building upon that knowledge. And the way I was trained, like, even if you yourself are not a singer, you need to learn the song so that you can pass them on, because you might be teaching someone who will be carrying that in the next generation.
That's incredibly important, isn't it? I was reading about Tasha Faye Evans and her piece, Cedar Woman. I guess that'll be previewed as part of the Coastal Dance Festival this year. And I was fascinated by what I read about her in that it began as a solo work. But as soon as she started, she realized she needed community. And she brought on other people with her. And so it's not just her, I guess, performing. It'll be a number of people. I mean, it says a lot about collaboration and its importance, not just in the arts, but in terms of just building a community, doesn't it?
It does. And for Tasha as an artist, she's really, you know, her journey over the last several years in, because she didn't grow up with the mask dances as part of her training. She comes from a theater and a contemporary dance training, and so it's been part of you know, the last several years that she has been working with Cedar Woman and developing her place in sharing that story. Mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful to see the way that she has you know, connected with other women who she will be dancing with, and really, you know, it's like she's taken where she started, and she's really opened up the story in a much more full way. And and it's really, like, for me, it's a very, very special piece to be sharing as part of the festival, because the festival is, I think, unique in that we're not just about, you know, sharing new work or, you know, like, being part of an opportunity for other, you know, festivals to be able to pick up artists and take them to other places. Mm-hmm. But it's really about, you know, the art forms and supporting our artists, supporting our communities, ensuring that we have longevity in our practices, whether we're someone like Robert Davidson, who's, you know, has a lifelong achievement mm-hmm. in what he has done, or whether it's artists that are coming in and stepping into their own place within these practices at whatever age. I think it's such an important part that of the festival, that's what our community is there for.
Before I let you go, Margaret, I understand there's a film screening as well, So Surreal. What can you tell us about that? Because I just saw the name of the film and that it'll be screened there. I'm assuming you've seen it. What can people expect to see when they go to the screening, say?
Well, the reason why I really wanted to share So Surreal at the Coastal Dance Festival is that, you know, when people come and they experience the songs and the dances, they see, you know, the practices that we have today. And So Surreal really does take you through the journey of the time period when, you know, the potlatch ban, and when a lot of the regalia was brought into collections, and just the extent to which that took place, and, you know, how many communities were impacted by that. And then the reason why it's called So Surreal is the surrealist artists, they were sort of looking at the Indigenous collections and developing their work, being inspired by that. And it really does a very thoughtful, perspective in terms of how that history transpired. And for me, I think it just really gives a lot of background to, like, why, you know, what it is that compels our artists today. Like, this is the history that we're rising from, and it gives a lot of really great context.
It just sounds like there's just so much to see and watch these days at the Anvil Center and at the Museum of Anthropology. So appreciate your time today and the chat. We'll encourage people to go down there March 3rd at the Anvil Center in New West and then the 4th through the 8th at UBC's Museum of Anthropology. So appreciate your time today, Margaret. Thanks for this.
Thank you so much.
The website for more is at damilahamid.ca. That's where you can get tickets and the full program for the 19th Annual Coastal Dance Festival, which starts tomorrow, the 3rd of March, at New Westminster's Anvil Center, and then events the 4th through the 8th of March at UBC's Museum of Anthropology. The festival director, Margaret Grenier, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.